إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وحده في ذاته ووحده في صفاته، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله، وكفى بالله شهيدا. فصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة في الدين بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. عباد الله، اتقوا الله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وبعد، فقد قال تبارك وتعالى كما ورد في سورة آل عمران بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. As we are enjoying the blessings of Ramadan, we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our fast and our qiyam and all of the great deeds that we do during this month. This is indeed a very special month, and we should be ever more grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than any other time of the year, simply because of the blessings of Ramadan. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. The purpose behind fasting is indeed to attain nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be conscious of Allah, to be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's all about taqwa. Of all of the pillars, if you will, of Islam, this one special rukun min arkan al-Islam is so profound because it imposes on the believers to be more conscious of the Lord more than any other time throughout the whole entire year. In case you didn't know, very few Muslims out of the 1.7 billion Muslims, maybe 30% of them pray, only 30%. Subhanallah. But when it comes to fasting, the rate increases to about 80 or 90. Most Muslims during this blessed month fast. Could be cultural, could be whatever the case may be. But that's the blessings of this month. And how many of those people who don't pray and but fast, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides to do more, begin to pray, begin to pay attention to their deen. So this is indeed a very special and a very blessed month because we increase our awareness of Allah. So it is very special, and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He had ordained upon us, the believers, to fast during this great and blessed month. And as we increase our iman and taqwa and we become aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we invoke Allah for forgiveness. This is the month where we ask Allah to pardon us of our sins. This is the month where the ayah I opened up with becomes very relevant. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ. Hasten to maghfirah from your Lord, forgiveness from your Lord, and to paradise, وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ. And a paradise, its width and breadth is the same as the heavens and the earth. So you can imagine how vast paradise is. But this is أُعِدَّتْ, this is prepared. He didn't say to the Muslims, he didn't say to the mu'mins, he didn't say to the muhsins, he says لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, for those who are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the month where we pray, اللهم أنك عفو تحب العفو فعفو عني. Oh Allah, you're the one who pardons. You love to pardon, you love to forgive. So forgive me. So hasten in this month to remembering Allah, to asking Him for forgiveness, and to be ready to receive, inshallah ta'ala, the ultimate award of paradise, in which its width and breadth is the width and breadth of the heavens and the earth. But who are those muttaqoon, or iddat lilmuttaqeen? It's prepared for the God-conscious people. The very next ayah explains who they are. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. Among many qualities is that they spend, whether in times of prosperity or in times of hardships and difficulty. You know, it's one thing to spend when you have money. When you don't have money, subhanAllah, shaitan comes to us in such a way to deter us from giving in charity, making us believe that whatever is left with us, even if it is one date, that we are going to suffer if we give. Whereas the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, even if you have one date, give half of it in charity. Give half of it in charity. Now, why is that? Number one, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Quran also promised us that charity will not diminish your wealth. And I'll explain that later on, because wealth is not in our hands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appropriates to the people. He had determined for each one of us how much he or she will have in this world. So in this way, we should be able to give, even if we have one date or $1 or whatever we can. The second reason, which is most important, is that when you give in times of difficulties, solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will open the gates of goodness for you. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. If you have taqwa of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will find a way out for you. He will find a way out for you. If you don't have a job, He'll get you a job. You just have the taqwa of Allah. And this is the month where we increase our awareness. So don't say, oh, it's Ramadan, I get all these envelopes from this charity and that charity. Give as much as you can. The amount is not what counts. It's the quality. It's the intention behind giving. And even if you don't have a job, give something, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised, وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. He will give that person who's in difficulty from ways he can't even imagine. Why? Because Allah is in control. We are not in control. So you find among the things the muttaqoon, the God-conscious people do, is that they give. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. And those who control their anger. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Those who forgive people. This is the time to forgive one another. This is the time to forgive your family. This is the time to forgive everybody. This is the time to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indeed love the good doers. This is the month to do good. Increase the charity, increase the ibadat, increase your salah, increase everything that you otherwise normally don't do throughout the whole entire year. And that's the ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with in Ramadan. So we should be really, truly grateful to Allah, as He said in the ayah, وَشَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنُ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ الْآيَةِ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So you may be grateful and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we send our gratitude to Allah for this great ni'mah. So giving in charity, giving in charity, there are two types of charity. There is what we call the obligatory charity, but also the supererogatory or the nafil charity. The obligatory charity is obviously the zakat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just as He ordained upon us to pray five times a day and to fast the month of Ramadan, He ordained upon us to give out of the wealth He had given us to the poor, to the needy. This is zakatul mal. And we have to make sure that if we have the nisab of zakat, the zakat bracket, which would be what would be equivalent to 3 ounces of gold, let's say. If you have that much or more, then it's due on you as a right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give 2.5% out of what you have to the poor. And we have the ayah from Surah At-Tawbah that talks about who qualifies for receiving the money of zakat. Although the ayah does not mention zakat, it mentions sadaqat, but here sadaqat means zakat. إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَالْعَامِلِينَ عَلَيْهَا وَالْمُؤَلَّفَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَفِي الرِّقَابِ وَالْغَارِمِينَ وَفِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ فَرِيضَةً مِنَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. This is fariḍa from Allah. So the zakat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordained upon the believers to give it away to the poor, to the needy, to those who work and are employed to disburse the zakat money, on those whose hearts are inclined toward Islam, to freeing slaves, to those who are in debts in the path of Allah, and also to the travelers or the wayfarers. So it is a fariḍa from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for the fard zakat, there are two types. There is zakatul mal that I had just explained, and there is also zakatul fitr. Zakatul fitr is not in the Quran, however, it was instituted by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, obey Allah and obey His Messenger. Whatever the Prophet gives you or orders you, then you take it, and whatever he forbids you from, you should forbid yourself from doing. So among the things the Prophet instituted sallallahu alaihi wasallam is zakatul fitr, and that zakat is due before Eid day. It's $10 today on every member of the family. So if you have 5 in the family, the head of the household is responsible to give out zakatul fitr, which would be $50. And that would include a new baby born. It will include those who are in your household, such as your mother, your father, maybe your brother, your sister, if they are dependent on you, your mother-in-law, father-in-law, all those people whom you are in charge of in your household, you have to give zakatul fitr on those individuals. The word zakat is mentioned in the Quran about 30 times to show you the importance of zakat. Unlike siyam, really the word siyam is mentioned twice in Surah Al-Baqarah regarding the fasting month. Siyam is mentioned elsewhere regarding kafara, but in terms of the concept of fasting, it's only in Surah Al-Baqarah. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. Only in one place you have the whole entire concept of fasting. But that's not the case with zakat and salah. So you find throughout the whole entire Quran the concept of praying and the concept of zakat is mentioned all over the Quran. Every once in a while, you are reminded. أقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة. أقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة. المقيمين الصلاة والمؤتون الزكاة. So many places in the Quran. They are linked together. You cannot pray and neglect your fariḍa of zakat. Zakat is part of our religion. It's part of our faith. And just as we fulfill our salah, we have to fulfill our zakat. And unfortunately, we do have among us Muslims, individuals who are totally neglectful of zakat, and I don't understand why it is a pillar of the five pillars, so-called five pillars of Islam. Now, here are some errors Muslims make regarding zakat. Number one, we have some Muslims who, like I said, totally neglectful of zakat as if it doesn't exist, and they never pay zakat. That's wrong. That's the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just as salah is the right of Allah. You have to pay your zakat if you are entitled to give zakat. If you qualify, then you have to give zakat. This is, again, the right of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had asked us to whom we should give this money that is owed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said to the poor, to the masakeen, and all these categories. As a matter of fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us wealth in such a way, in a balanced way, so to say, where Allah had given abundantly to some people, and He restricted wealth from other people. The people whom Allah restricted wealth for is a test for them, whether they remain grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not. And by the way, it is the poor people who will enter paradise 500 years before the rich believers who would enter paradise, because of how severe their test is. Those who endure, you know, those difficult times, yet maintain their deen, yet they are patient on all these trials. But at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tests those who, whom He has given wealth, with the wealth that He has given them. فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَمَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمًا. You see, this is the attitude of people. Allah described to us our attitude. And from among the people, there are those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives abundantly, and He boasts and He says, Allah is very generous to me. He gave me. وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانًا. Now, for the poor people, this is their test. And for those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had restricted wealth from, they say, oh, Allah doesn't like me. They complain. Allah said, كَلَّا نَي. It's neither this attitude nor that attitude. No, that should not be our attitude. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us with that wealth. He's testing the wealthy. Are you going to give the poor whom I deprived on purpose to see whether you're going to take care of him or not? As a matter of fact, there is, aside from zakah, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a known right for the poor people, aside from zakah. Zakah is the legitimate right of those people. But aside from zakat, there is also a right for them. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us, وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ مَعْلُومٌ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. And their wealth is a known right to those who are deprived and those who ask for it. That's their portion. So this is one error we make. We think that we don't have to pay zakat, totally neglectful of that duty. The second error that some Muslims make is that they think the taxes that they pay is considered zakat. Wrong. Wrong. And they justify that by saying that, well, the government takes care of the poor and the needy, and zakat is to take care of the poor and the needy, so therefore they try to entertain the waswasa of shaitan so that they don't have to pay zakat, and say, they justify it by saying, okay, well, they're taken care of. We have the welfare system. Well and good. Thanks to America that we have such a welfare system to take care of the poor and the needy. But this is the right of Allah. This is not the right of Uncle Sam. This is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to give zakat, and zakatul mal is only for Muslims. In one exception, al-mu'allafatu qulubihim may be considered to some non-Muslims whose hearts are inclined toward Islam. but it is meant to help the Muslim community. Now, the non-Muslim, it doesn't mean that you don't help them. That you do with your optional charity, supererogatory nawafil. That you can give, as a matter of fact, your responsibility. How can you have a neighbor, a non-Muslim neighbor, who's in need, who doesn't have food, and you don't give him? Wallahi, this is a violation against the spirit and the principles of Islam. But zakat is designated for the poor, the masakeen, among the other categories that I shared with you. The third error most Muslims do is that they do not calculate zakat. They give whatever. Now, how do you know that you have met whatever you owe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No, please, brothers and sisters, calculate your zakat. Just like when you go to the accountant before April 15 and you file for your tax return and you disclose everything you have to the government in terms of your assets, you have to do the same thing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just because we don't have a body or a government that chased us to do this, take responsibility before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have your own forms. We have forms. Many charitable organizations have developed forms for you to help you out determine how much you owe. Zakat is not only on the cash amount that you have in the home or in the bank. It is on all of your assets. All of your assets, liquid and otherwise. Your 401k, your IRA, your mutual funds, your investments, your gold, your silver, your properties if they are up for sale, the inventory that you have in your shops and businesses, all those need to be taken into account. And then you, at the end, you calculate what your assets are. If you owe somebody some money that you are intending to pay, then you can deduct that. And if you anticipate some loans that you have loaned to somebody to be returned, you include that in your assets. And then you take 2.5% and you maybe you want to give a little more just in case, because we're never right in our calculations. Allah is always right. So to be on the safe side, you can give more. The fourth error Muslims make in terms of zakat is that we often neglect the poor and the needy among our relatives. That should not be. Just because there's something, whatever, going on in the family, that does not mean that you deprive the poor and the needy in your family because of some family feud. You're not doing it as a favor to them. This is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a matter of fact, if you fulfill this obligation toward your closest relatives, you get double the reward. You get the reward of zakat because you are indeed fulfilling an obligation Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained upon us. And number two, because you are doing what we call silatul rahm, the womb, you are bringing the womb relations, the kith and kin together. You are joining the womb relations, which is very important. I think Islam is the only religion that really stresses on the importance of these ties of kinship. Your mother, your father, your children, your cousins, your aunts, your uncles. Subhanallah, we live in a society, the parents can't wait for their children to be 18 to get out. The children cannot wait until they're 18 to get out. They've never seen their uncles or aunts. If that, they played with their cousins maybe when they were kids. That's foreign to Islam. And this is an opportunity. The month of Ramadan is the greatest opportunity to join those relations, to come together, to forgive, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said regarding وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. If you have issue with them, يَا أَخِي, forgive them. May Allah forgive you. This is the month of rahmah. This is the month of maghfirah. Inshallah ta'ala. Now, paying zakat actually brings the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everyone begs for Allah's mercy. Every time we pray, Allahumma arhamna bi rahmatika al-wasi'a ya arhamar rahimin. Ya arhamar rahimin. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And so on and so forth. We beg for His mercy. Now, here's the recipe to earn His mercy. Very simple. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-A'raf, the end of the ayah, ayah 156, said, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَسَأَكْتُبُهَا لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ. He says, my rahmah is so vast. It encompasses everything. Everything. And I will write it down. فَسَأَكْتُبُهَا. Meaning it's binding on Allah. It is binding on Allah to be merciful to you. To those who are muttaqoon. لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ. For those who are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fulfill their duties. Religious duties. But not only al-muttaqoon. Who are they? وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةِ. And they give their zakat. So subhanallah. If you give your zakat, you are a muttaqi. If you are a muttaqi, you've earned the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What else do we want? وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِنَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. And they are the ones who believe in our revelations, in our ayat. How many times Allah said, you pray and you give zakat. You pray and you give zakat. So, brothers and sisters, this is the month to exercise this great pillar, if you will, of Islam. Give what is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and give above and beyond that in the supererogatory charity. Believe me, brothers and sisters, what we have is not ours, doesn't belong to us. It's a bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything belongs to Him. We need to understand and have that attitude. وَلِلَّهِ خَزَائِنُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. To Allah belong the treasures of the heavens and the earth. Everything we own, everything we have, we really in reality don't own it. It belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a matter of fact, never ever think for one moment that what you have is from your own hard work earning. No, the word kasb in the Quran is used in a different context. Kasb is used to earn a sin or a good deed. What we have is a fadl from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a bounty, as Allah explained in so many places in the Quran. For example, we have in the ayah from Surah Al-Jumu'ah, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. When the salah is concluded of the Jumu'ah, disperse in the land, go back to your businesses, وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. Seek from the bounty of Allah. This is a bounty from Allah, Surah Al-Muzammil also. وَآخَرُونَ يَضْرِبُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَبْتَغُونَ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. You find some people roaming around in the land, going out about their businesses, doing what? يَبْتَغُونَ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. They seek from the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a favor, it's a bounty from Allah. So once we have this attitude, then it becomes easier for us to give. Because part of our human nature is just how we are. Allah created us loving wealth immensely. وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمًّا. Wealth is considered among the shahawat. The shahawat in which if you don't control, then you must up big time. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ. Indeed, Allah had adorned two people. Among the desires, the shahawat, is the love of women and children, and heaped up gold and silver. We want to hoard money. وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدَهُ يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَهُ. Woe to such people, backbiters and slanderers, who collect wealth, amass wealth, and count his wealth, doesn't want to give it away. Woe to this person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. No, we want to be among those who understand that everything we have belongs to Allah, and we can give, and we can give with an open heart for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah enable us to give in the path of Allah, and may we be rewarded, inshallah, Allahumma ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisa'il muslimina wal muslimat fastaghfiruh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyid al-mursaleen wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, thumma amma ba'd. Brothers and sisters, again, I remind myself and remind you, this is a blessed month. If you give before Ramadan, it may be counted as whatever Allah wants to count it, and Allah will give you many, many folds. But especially in Ramadan, as it had been reported to us that the Prophet was more generous in Ramadan than any other time because of the blessings of Ramadan. So, brothers and sisters, I talked about the legal charity, which is zakat, but there's another charity, and that is the optional charity, or charity at the spiritual level. Zakat is one thing. To spend beyond that, as was asked of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, يَسْأَلُونَكَ مَاذَا يُنْفِقُونَ. They ask you, O Prophet, how much should we spend? قُلِ الْعَفُوَ. Say to them, spend whatever is surplus. You spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whatever you can. Because one of the things that we are going to take with us in the grave, zakat is the right of Allah. Well, this is to show proof to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالصَّدَقَةُ burhan in one hadith. The sadaqah is a proof of your loyalty, being faithful to your religion, faithful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the things we take into our grave is sadaqatun jariya, a perpetual charity. This is now charity. This is optional charity. This is not your zakat. Optional charity. You can take that money and help build orphanages, help build schools, dig wells for, you know, the people who are deprived and don't have water, hospitals, and so on and so forth. And among the things that we here living in this country, what we need to consider and spend more on is da'wah. It can be also considered as a category of zakat, because it can be lumped into the fi sabilillahi category, in the path of Allah. We live here in this country. We are surrounded by non-Muslims. It is our duty to share our deen with them. It is our duty to bring Muslims back to Islam. And that takes funds. It does not happen just like that, particularly for organizations who are set up for this cause, such as our organization here, IONA. We do a lot of da'wah to both Muslims and non-Muslims. And thanks to those who support the da'wah. As a matter of fact, we do have two separate categories in our accounting. One is zakatul mal, and one is zakat for da'wah. So zakatul mal will be given to only those who deserve zakat. We have forms, etc. We keep track of it to the penny. And zakat for da'wah, this zakat, this money is utilized for da'wah purposes. So you can give your zakat al-mal. We will give it away on your behalf. And definitely we ask you to support also the da'wah activities that we have here. Now, in addition to that, of course, among the things the organization, Islamic centers and masajid like this masjid, they need to maintain their masajid. The masajid cannot be maintained just like that. We need funds to run the house of Allah. This is not our house, this is the house of Allah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us in Surah Tawbah. Innama ya'muru masajid Allah. Masajid Allah. Who builds them and maintains them? Man amana billahi wal yawmil akhir. Those who believe in Allah and in the hereafter, and those who establish salah and give zakat, and those who fear none except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the ones who are qualified to build and maintain those masajid. So this is one of the masajid that is fulfilling for the community, the needs of the community in terms of their religious duties. And we are grateful and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In spite of all the hurdles and the hardships we had to go through in the city to have this place for everyone, We are grateful to Allah that we are able to cater to Muslims a place where they can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, from Ramadan to Ramadan is when we raise our budget for the whole entire year. Our budget is very modest and very humble. It's $175,000 this year. We need to raise those funds so that we can maintain the masjid. Very soon we'll be starting to patch the parking lot. Someone's got to pay for that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is counting on us, those who frequent the masjid, to support the masjid. This is the time for us here at Iona to see whatever we can collect to raise the 175,000. Allahumma a'ti munfiqan khalafa. May Allah replace whatever you give in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. Allahumma ameen. Inna Allah malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabiyya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم تقبل منا صيامنا وقيامنا وقعودنا وركوعنا وسجودنا. اللهم تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم، وارحمنا برحمتك الواسعة يا أرحم الراحمين. وصل اللهم على خير خلقك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.